ask you to pray for them. They should be traveling home after 10 this morning. They went to Bethel College for a spring outing. Other announcements that must be made. Prayer concerns. Prayer request. Mr. Sharpton is having surgery on Tuesday. Other prayer request. I'm sorry? Kim Hardison. Flu. Anyone else? Right. I'm sorry. Patsy and Aaron. Write your request on a pew card and on a note card and drop it in the offering plate if you will. Let's pause for a moment. Please stand, if you will. The psalmist invites us to give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. Let us worship God, who is good. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, as we have come into your sanctuary today, we pray, O Lord, that we can acknowledge your goodness and express our thanks in a meaningful way to you, that you are so good. Thank you, Lord, for being good and good to us. And Lord, we pray that we could be good to one another, good to those out in the world, especially those that we would hope to reach with the good news of eternal life through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we just thank you for sending him, and we rejoice in his presence even here with us this morning. And Lord, we offer our prayer in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." And let us sing a hymn of praise to God this morning, number 106. Please remain standing. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Highest archangels in glory, strength and honor, give to His holy name. Christ the Shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries with them all day long. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His acts of greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever in joyful song. us our best as we
redeem. All our sins He suffered and bled and died. We are rock, the hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, hail Him, Jesus the crucified. Now His praises, Jesus who bore sorrow, love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Hail Him, praise Him, King of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For He told us, loud with Hosanna's ring, He's our Savior, saved forever and ever. Crown Him, crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song.
And you may be seated. Remembering that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, let us confess our sin. We have a unison prayer of confession. Will you join me? Renew us, Lord. Wash us of our wickedness and cleanse us from our sin. Put Your law within us and write it on our hearts. Take away our excuses, our protestations of ignorance, our pathetic insistence that we do not properly understand what we were doing. We long for the day when we will not feel compelled to beg excuses for our deeds. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within us. Do not cast us away from Your presence, and do not take Your Holy Spirit from us. Amen and amen. God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Consequently, just as a result of one trespass, we was condemned for all men. So also the result of one act of righteousness was justification that brings life to all men. And read that word men as people. Amen. The ushers will come forward, please.
We come not trying to repay you for the priceless gift you've given us, but we come in worship. And we come expressing our thanks. We come now returning to you with a portion of what you so graciously have given to us. So please take these tithes and these offerings, and we ask for your blessings upon them. May they bring honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please receive the offering. Stand.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Children's time this morning. The children will come forward for a special time, but we will not have children's church this morning, because it's that fifth Sunday.
Good morning. Hello there. I can't hear anybody this morning. Good morning. The storm was really something yesterday. Did any of you watch the storm out the window or look? You know, they tell us not to watch it out the window, but, you know, it's kind of interesting to watch, and it's so beautiful. I saw something interesting while I was watching the storm out the window and marveling at that. You know, we have three horses that stay together all the time, and typically when it's storming or something, they all get in the same stall together. And that's Trapper and Skip and Friday. And Friday's the little one that just turned a year old. And he's not so little anymore. He's getting pretty big. Well, when I looked out at the storm yesterday, I noticed that Skip and Trapper, who are the oldest, were standing blocking the door, and Friday was having to stand outside in the rain. But the funny thing is, there's two more stalls. But Friday, you know, he didn't go get in the other two stalls. He stood right as close as he could get to the door of the stall where the other two were, wanting to come in where his buddies were. And for some reason, his buddies had decided that he needed to stand out in the bad weather. And they never budged. They didn't let him in. But it never occurred to him that he could solve that problem by going in another door and get out of the weather. I noticed this morning they're doing the same thing. It's cold outside, and they're making him stand out in the cold. And I think what they're doing is making him know that he is last on the totem pole. You know, he's not the boss. He's the youngest, so he's got to pay his dues. I don't know. I'm not a horse, so I don't know, but that's just what I suspect. But it made me think about Christ and how Christ died for us, for all of us, and that Christ stands at the door with his arms open, inviting us all in. He's not going to tell you that you're too little, you're too old, you're not smart enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not in the in crowd, you're not, you know, any of those things. Christ is standing there with his arms wide open, telling you to come in. Come into him and to be with him. And he didn't die just for a certain person. He died for anyone who will believe in him and claim him as their Savior. So as we get ready for Easter, we're coming up on, you know, Palm Sunday next week. We've got a Good Friday coming up. We've got all those things. And let's remember why we celebrate Easter. It's because he died for us, but he didn't stay there, did he? He didn't stay in the grave. No, hallelujah, he rose again, and he lives with us each and every day if we'll just invite him in. Just remember, his door is always open. Let's sing with Miss Nellie.
It's time to refrain from blessed be the name and take 1 to 3. You need the words, but there's
we'll have a meditation this morning, a short message concerning the passion of Christ, and we will hopefully go from there into the cantata. So if the choir would like to come forward and assemble now, are we able to do that so we can go right into that, Sam? Betty Mosley is going to come and read our scripture lesson this morning.
The man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my heart is troubled, What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. And then a voice from heaven. I have glorified it and will glorify it again. The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, this voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of the world will be driven out. But I, when I am lifted up from earth, will draw all men to myself. He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. The prayer, Gary said something to the effect of getting a head start on Easter, and we kind of are, but we aren't either. We're just celebrating what happened, maybe a little early for the cantata, but it seemed to work real good to fit into the schedule this week to have the cantata on this Sunday, it being a fifth Sunday. I want us to think about Easter and the resurrection. But I also want us to think about that getting to the Easter experience wasn't easy. Very, very, very difficult time for Jesus to get to that point. 2 weeks from today, 2 weeks from today, we will celebrate Easter. That's the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. What a day that was when it happened some 2,000 years ago. What a day it is now. For the Christian church, it's the big day, if you will. Attendance is almost doubled or doubled and more in some circumstances. We put on our best. We come out to remember new life through Jesus Christ. I just trust that we all understand the importance or the reason behind our celebration experience. New clothes, new looks, new attitudes, new. Jesus brought new life to all who would have it. But before that, we know it was a tough time getting to that glorious experience. Crucified. Coming in this morning, I heard a sermon. I think it was out of Chattanooga. I'm not really sure. And the preacher went into some detail about the tragedy or the bad part of crucifixion, how bad it was. And in essence, he said, it was the very worst treatment that man could inflict upon a criminal. 30,000 crucifixions. At Caesarea Philippi in Jerusalem, many other places. It was the Romans punishing rebellious Israel. The very worst punishment that man could inflict upon his fellow man. And Jesus was crucified. That was the purpose. See him dead. Crucifixion was to kill people after much suffering. So crucified, dead, buried. Placed in a tomb. The tomb was sealed. Guards were stationed there to guard the grave. And when his followers visited the tomb 2 days later, Wow, things have changed. They were surprised at the change that they observed. The stone had been rolled away. The seal having been broken. And Jesus' body was gone. They feared that someone had stolen the body. They didn't know why, but they thought that he had stolen the body. But then, very early that morning, Jesus appeared alive, first to Mary. Later, he appeared to two who walked to Emmaus. And still later that day, the Jesus who had been dead, he appeared to 10 of the disciples as they met in the upper room. Judas was dead. Thomas was absent. As I think of Easter, how do you describe that experience? And in simple terms that do not do justice to the experience, it was anything but an ordinary day that followed the Sabbath. It was a day like no other day in the history of the people of God. They had experienced and were experiencing the premier event of the Christian faith. The number one event of the Christian faith. Jesus raised from the dead by the power of God. And this first Easter was a glorious day. But friends, it was no easy day. It was no easy road that led up to this glorious experience. It was no easy road that Jesus traveled to get there. Quite the opposite. An understatement it is to say that Jesus went through torment to get there. Look at verse 27 in your passage of Scripture printed, if you will. Jesus, before he went to the cross, he was saying, "My heart is troubled." Now, everything wasn't glorious for Jesus in his life while he was on earth. And when somebody tells you that the Christian life is name it and claim it and everything will be lovely, that Jesus hasn't called us to that. He has called us to cross-bearing, self-denial, following him. And you look at what he went through, you see, sometimes it might not be easy. Oftentimes, it is not easy, or it was not easy. My heart is troubled, and what shall I say, he asked. Father, save me from this hour, should he ask to be saved? And then quickly, John records that he said, no, it was for this very reason that I came to this hour. So, Father, glorify your name. Matthew 26, we find him in the garden expressing his sorrow as he prayed. Luke chapter 22, and it tells it, Luke says that even like his agony was such that he sweat like drops of blood. The sweat on his body was blood oozing through his skin, if you will. Doesn't sound very glorious, does it? And then the trial where he was ushered back and forth between Herod and Peter and Herod and Pilate. And then Peter denied him. Claimed he didn't even know him. After having stood and said, I'll go with you even to death. But when death was facing him and he was facing it, Peter said, I don't know that man. And then the crucifixion, and let me repeat, the very worst treatment that man could inflict upon man. And then we go back to Isaiah 52, and the prophet Isaiah had spoken of him being so disfigured that we couldn't recognize him. That's the 52nd chapter. And then in Isaiah 53, he bore our sins in his body. He took upon himself the sin of us all. And then the psalmist had referred to him, and Jesus quoted this from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? This was Friday, but then came Sunday. And having paid for our sin, Christ arose, the first fruits of those who die with their trust in Him for salvation. Now, the choir will sing about the risen Jesus. Amen and amen. Nothing in the world can cause our hearts to sing like knowing that Jesus Christ died for us and rose to live again. It's the message of Easter and the reason we need to praise Him forever. But even before Jesus proved His love at Calvary, people who encountered Him were talking about His kindness, His compassion, and His power to heal. So much history and sacred ritual were part of Passover. Through it, Israel commemorated that amazing night in long ago Egypt, when the blood of the Lamb saved lives and demonstrated both God's power and His mercy. The day Jesus laid down His life, He became the Father's Passover Lamb, sacrificed for us. Thank you. How can we ever really understand the grace poured out on the world when Jesus died? We were sinners, without righteousness, without the ability to save ourselves, without hope. While we were in this desperate condition, God proved His love for us on a cross. It was the first day of the week. There was nothing special about it until the resurrection transformed it into a day of celebration and rejoicing, a day of gathering and remembering, a day of worshiping and singing. Since that first Easter, believers can't stop testifying about the empty tomb and the risen Lord. Thank you.
lifting up our voices in honor to our King is a privilege. For many believers today, it's a right we sometimes take for granted. But sharing this precious story is also our duty and our calling. Whatever it costs, whatever it demands, we owe our Savior nothing less than total devotion to Him and to His kingdom.
Thank you.
trust that you got a little handwritten sheet of some extra announcements. One, Kids for Christ tonight at 5 p.m. Easter egg hunt next Saturday. And I call those two to your attention. If you didn't get one of these, ask me what's on it. Many, many thanks to the choir, and you might want to join them. Brunch will follow. Let us offer thanks for that meal. Thanks for this worship experience. Lord God, we do thank you for food and fellowship, but we thank you most especially for Jesus. And we thank you for sending him to be our Savior. In his holy name, we offer our prayer. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace this day and throughout your life, even into eternity. Amen. You're dismissed.